As 2012 was coming into view, we took an audio trip through 2011, remembering some of the newsworthy events of the year for us here in the Northern Panhandle. Like in past years, we now hear from surrounding communities in what they highlight from 2011. Today, in the final part of our region-wide year-ender, we hear from Casey Kelly in Juneau and Ed Schoenfeld on a region-wide 2011 year-end report. But first, the Skagway Borough Assembly meets Thursday night in their first regular meeting of 2012. The Assembly will consider a resolution to update fees for the funeral services offered in the municipality. An earlier resolution already establishes fees for cemetery lots, caskets, burial vaults, and gravesite services, but does not include fees for more recently available funeral services like the Memory Wall and the Columbarium. The new Columbarium is located at the Skagway Cemetery on Dyee Road. It holds cinerary urns. The newly proposed rates show some increases for long-running services, the biggest increase being $250 added to the opening and closing of a casket at the gravesite, and a $50 increase in the borough fee for a cemetery lot, from $50 to $100. Other services remain the same, and the increased fees are meant to cover increased estimated costs of labor for the services. The Skagway Assembly meets Thursday, January 5th at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers.
I'm Casey Kelly in Juneau. 2011 in the capital city was marked by political bickering in the halls of state government, an unusual amount of turnover on the Juneau Assembly, and tragedy for two Juneau families who lost loved ones too soon. The year began with Governor Sean Parnell introducing legislation to cut taxes on oil companies. The bill narrowly passed the House, but a skeptical Senate held on to it, leading the governor to decry what he called do-nothing senators. The bill will begin the 2012 session in the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, chaired by Juneau Senator Dennis Egan. For the first time in state history, the regular session was adjourned by the governor and not by legislators. With the clock winding down on the 90th day and the House and Senate at an impasse over budgets, both chambers asked Parnell to take the unprecedented step of using his constitutional authority to end the session. He did so on April 17th, calling for a month-long special session starting the following day.
I acted to adjourn the mess, focus us on just a few pieces of legislation that I think we can come together on.
Lawmakers adopted the spending plans but left another issue unresolved. The Alaska Coastal Management Program was popular in communities where it gave residents input into construction projects along the state's vast coastline. But industry groups found it burdensome, and Parnell and House Republicans fought efforts to give citizens a voice. In June, just days before the program was set to close, lawmakers returned to Juneau for another special session in an attempt to save it. But the bill failed in the House. This fall, a group led by Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello unveiled a citizens initiative to reestablish the coastal management program. The Alaska Sea Party is currently collecting signatures, and Botello says they have support from communities around the state.
We're interested in, of course, the process which allows for voices at the local level to be heard.
In September, tragedy struck at the Kensington Mine, 45 miles north of Juneau. Joe Tagaban, who grew up in the capital city, died after being struck by small rock and debris from an underground blast. Tagaban's mother, Sandy, called her son the ultimate big brother and said the family had no regrets about his career.
We valued the work that Joey was doing, and we know that he valued it so much, and it's important to us that we honor the work that he was doing.
Meanwhile, in July, another Juneau family experienced tragedy thousands of miles from home when 19-year-old Kevin Thornton was savagely beaten and later died while visiting friends in Arkansas. Hot Spring County Sheriff's Investigator Philip Calhoun.
It was completely random violence.
Thornton was a 2010 graduate of Thunder Mountain High School. He survived by his parents, Bill and Darlene, and his sister, Katie. Three teenage boys have been charged with his murder. Elsewhere in the news, it was musical chairs for the CBJ Assembly. Longtime members Jonathan Anderson and Bob Dahl both moved out of state, giving up their seats before their terms expired. In May, the Assembly appointed Catherine Eldemar to Anderson's seat, but she served only one meeting before resigning. Eldemar was replaced by Mal Menzies, while former Assemblyman Peter Freer was appointed to Dahl's seat. In the fall municipal election, Carlton Smith, Jesse Keel, and former Assemblyman Randy Wanamaker won seats. Voters rejected an Assembly proposal to exempt Juneau public officials from state financial disclosure rules, as well as a citizens' initiative to implement a plastic bag tax. Voters okayed money for a new turf field and school energy improvements. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau with a regional roundup. One of Southeast Alaska's biggest stories of 2011 was reapportionment or election district realignment. Population shifts will cost the region two of its eight legislative seats in the 2012 elections, and some felt the way the districts were reconfigured divided close communities.
You do your best to group areas that are integrated with each other.
Redistricting Board Executive Director Taylor Bickford said the region, like some other parts of Alaska, was a challenge.
You do your best to give the number of seats or the percentage of a seat that they're entitled to, but you're inevitably left with some pieces that don't fit.
Those pieces include Skagway and Petersburg, which were added to Juneau-based House and Senate seats in a plan released in May. Among other changes, Wrangell was packaged with Ketchikan's House District. That set up a 2012 primary race between two incumbent Republican representatives.
I feel bad that Kyle and I are going to be up against each other.
I know that we'll have a healthy and issues-oriented campaign.
That's Wrangell's Peggy Wilson and Ketchikan's Kyle Johansson. Two Senate incumbents, Sitka Republican Bert Stedman and Angoon Democrat Albert Kukesh, will also face off in a district made up of communities from each lawmaker's constituencies. In February, the Marine Highway System got a new top official. Former Coast Guard Captain Mike Neusel took over ongoing work toward building a new vessel for Northern Southeast. The legislature brought funding for the first Alaska-class ferry up to $120 million in May, but it might not be enough.
The price of steel, the cost of labor, the design of the ship, there's a lot of factors that play into that, and whether it's higher or lower, I couldn't really tell you.
Two large Prince of Wales Island mines moved closer to development in 2011. New ore finds were announced by the Niblack Multimetal Prospect, and the Bokan Mountain Project gained nationwide attention due to worldwide shortages of the rare earth elements it hopes to mine and process. In March, a federal judge decided the nationwide roadless rule should apply to the Tongass that limits timber harvests and other development in key national forest areas.
Industrial style of logging, it really would have impacted some more on our customer traditional gathering.
Mike Jackson is a natural resource officer for the organized Village of Cake, which brought the suit. Opponents of the rule worried new mines and hydropower projects would be blocked. Exemptions were allowed, but the final impacts wait to be seen. In May, many in the timber industry changed their focus by leaving the Tongass Futures Roundtable, a large group with strong environmental membership.
In Southeast Alaska, we have some high unemployment in a lot of the rural communities, and the timber industry could solve some of that if there was a supply again.
Kaufman Cove's Elaine Price was among those shifting their energy to the governor's new timber task force. Some also joined a cluster initiative focusing on industry growth. In September, Governor Sean Parnell signed legislation doubling the size of the Southeast State Forest, which could increase long-term timber sales, but it's not enough to replace what the Forest Service no longer provides. Other top regional issues of 2011 included further cutbacks in commercial halibut harvests and changes in charter fishing limits. Also, the expanding sea otter population, up to 12% a year in some areas, continued to hit divers and crabbers who harvest species the protected marine mammals eat. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
It's not too late to make a New Year's resolution. We hear some from around the state.
My name's Linda McLaughlin, and I live in Anchorage.
And do you have a New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to try to have a more positive attitude.
My name is Nikolai Holstrom, originally from South Naknek, Bristol Bay Area.
And what's your New Year's resolution this year?
I'm 68 years old. I'm trying to stay healthy.
My name is Jessica Johnson, and I'm from Anchorage, Alaska.
And do you have a New Year's resolution?
I don't have a New Year's resolution. I just believe in just one day at a time.
My name is Rodney McCord, and I'm from Tyonik, Alaska. And my New Year's resolution is to take more vacations, like at least twice a year.
My name is Fanny Young, and I want to wish everybody Happy New Year.
My name is Linda. I'm from Anchorage, and I'm on a special diet where in the next 6 weeks I'm going to lose another 30 pounds.
That was the end of our annual region-wide look back at 2011. We had reports from Casey Kelly at KTOO in Juneau and Ed Schoenfeld, regional news director from Coast Alaska, a group of Southeast radio stations. Likewise, the KHNS recap of local news from 2011 is aired this time of year on stations throughout Southeast. If you want to find your local year-end report, it's posted at khns.org under December 30th, 2011. You can include it in your own New Year's greeting to faraway friends. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.